do it.
Deputy Chair Lopez is going to be a bit late, but he asked us to get started anyway. Or we have to get started anyway because he's going to be too late otherwise if we wait. So I will begin by calling the meeting to order. This is our March 6th meeting of the Health, Human Services, and Human Rights Committee. I will begin by entertaining a motion to approve the February 6th meeting minutes. Moved by Legislator McCullough, seconded by Legislator Harmon. Any discussion on the minutes from last month? All right, then I will call the question. All those in favor of approving the February 6th minutes?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. So the first item on our agenda, we have our Commissioner of Mental Health, Tara McDonald, here, who's going to give us a review of where things are at, starting with where things were at in 2024, and I'll let you take it away from there.
Thank you. I joked about wanting to get this over with, but truthfully, I love to be able to share about the work that the department does. So I have to thank you for and appreciate the ability to be able to talk to you guys today about our last year and year to come. I'm actually going to be tag teaming this with my Deputy Commissioner, Katrina Williams, to make it less painful for me. So she's going to share with me. Just for a matter of level setting, I know that I did a presentation to the legislature last year for Mental Health Awareness Month and talked a little bit about the department at that point. But so I'm not going to talk so much about the overall arching things that we do. I'll touch on it just so we can cut from the same fund of knowledge, but really I want to talk about the work and how we were able to be successful with our residents last year. So our mission, I'm sorry, someone have COVID poster. Sorry. Our mission statement is to ensure that all Ulster County residents with mental health challenges, struggling with substance use, or with developmental disabilities receive the services they need to achieve the best quality of life. Our vision statement, for any of you that have been a part of any of our integrated Ulster events, meetings, will sound familiar to you because we welcome people and families with complex issues. We actually expect complexity into caring relationships with a wide variety of providers across all systems of care. All people deserve the promise, hope, and help to achieve productive and meaningful lives that fulfill their vision. Traditionally, the way that the department would operationalize both our mission and our vision was through our primary functions and duties as they related to our designation as a local governmental unit as designated under mental hygiene law, Part 41. The LGU is responsible for the oversight of the local behavioral health system in the county. Ulster County receives state aid dollars from New York State Office of Mental Health, Office of People with Developmental Disabilities, and the Office of Addiction Services and Supports. They changed that name probably 5 years ago, and I still cannot get it right and have to read it every day, so I apologize for that. These dollars are passed through our department in the form of contracts through community-based organizations, and these CBOs contract with the county to provide the actual direct services. Until recently, our two major responsibilities of the department are including facilitating access to services through our three single point of access or SPOA processes and the monitoring of our assisted outpatient AOT program. That were primarily the vehicles we had to have direct contact with residents. We've made many advances in widening our presence in the lives of residents, and 2024 saw us take great strides, but it also built a foundation upon which this work will hit a fever pitch in 2025. So I'm excited to talk about that. Okay. So you guys have the hard copy of this, and you can read the prose that was written at your leisure. I'm just going to go through this a little bit more, because really we do talk about it. This is a summary of the year, but we'll go in more detail. So this is our team. We have the three SPOA coordinators. Our department is sort of split up in content expertise areas. So we have the three SPOA coordinators. We have our community support team. We have our management team. We have our fiscal team. And also remember, even though as a whole we don't provide direct services, there are still five county staff that are providing clinical services to our residents, getting them through a recovery process with their mental health, but they do it through Family Services Incorporated and the contract that we have with FSI. So we still have that direct linkage with our residents. That's the team. Sorry. Nice. My little voice. All right. So, my favorite part, some of our major projects and accomplishments. The Ulster County Center for Well-Being, the department was relocated to the center at 368 Broadway in January of 2024, so we celebrated our first year there. On the second floor, there are already pre-existing tenants. So there's Samadhi that has one whole side providing SGD services, and then on the other side is Access Supports for Living, and they provide urgent care services, walk-in urgent care services, 10 to 6, Monday through Friday. And they also have an OMH Article 31 clinic, which, so if you come in for urgent care, you kind of know what you want, what you need, the support that you need. They have the ability to bring you through that urgent part and then continue to give you support. So it's pretty cool. Of course, the Ulster County Crisis Support Center, we began construction in May. Once operational, the Crisis Support Center will serve as a critical resource, bridging gaps in care and ensuring timely interventions for those in the most moments, in their vulnerable moments of time. It's important. I'll talk a little bit more about this for 2025, because that's the exciting part when we actually open. But crisis is really what is determined by the person. I'm sorry? Crisis is determined by the person. It doesn't mean that you have to have a mental health diagnosis, you're in crisis, and that's where you're going. It could be I'm experiencing homelessness, or it's whatever they define as crisis. And then, I don't want to get too deep in it. We'll talk about it in 2025, but that's the part that I love, is that you can get help with anything. They can start you on a journey and navigate the system for you. So that's going to be transformational for us in this county. All right. Last year, we initiated our behavioral health needs assessment, and we partnered with Human Services Research Institute. Together, we're going to aim to evaluate the current system, create a roadmap for a more efficient, equitable, and comprehensive system of care. And it's here that the legislature charged the department to say, what services should we be providing? What services should we be contracting out for? And how do we make those decisions? These guys are going to help us to partner to make those decisions. And we'll talk about that a little bit more later. But I do want to bring up that it's important to hear the voices of individuals that are in our community. Either they're taking part in the services, or they don't know what the system looks like, because it's important for us to know their perspective. My perspective is going to be different living in Kingston and in my 50s with a 22-year-old versus someone who is in the town of Esopus with a 3-year-old. What does it look like for them? So I urge everyone that if we can, if you want to, if your constituents, to help them to sign up for a participating in interviews, a listening session, hosting a community discussion is really important. And then we also have a Participate Ulster page, which is just beautifully done. And we'll talk about the assessment a little bit more in 2025, because that's really when it's getting started. Then we have our street outreach team. The Ulster County Street Outreach Team organizes the outreach efforts of 11 distinct outreach providers, including Oracle, DMH, Access Supports for Living, Global Mental Health Team, Family of Woodstock, MHA in Ulster, Repco Cares, Ellenville Regional Hospital. Of distinct note, in 2024, the SOT organized an outreach effort to support a homeless crisis in Ellenville Regional Hospital's emergency department. So this team is in the community. They're on trails. They're in the gazebo at Ellenville. They're everywhere, just having real conversations with folks to see if they can get them connected to care. In 2024, we started a subcommittee for the SOT to work with the OSAT to address the elevated overdose rates in Saugerties and stagnant rates in Southern Tier. We can't seem to move the needle. It's not increasing, it's not decreasing, but that's also an issue. We'd like to see things decreasing. It's decreasing everywhere else, but the Southern Tier is struggling. So there's some focus on that for our street outreach team. Okay.
All right. So a little bit more about our opioid prevention work. As Tara mentioned, we're definitely seeing a decline. 2024 was a much better year than we've seen in years past. We had an overall decrease of 45% opioid fatalities. There were a total of 346 overdoses, 29 of which were fatal. So, of course, every loss is very significant, but we did see a significant decrease from 2023 to 2024. As Tara mentioned, the decrease was mostly in the city of Kingston, where we tend to, you know, a lot of the outreach efforts do tend to be in the Kingston area. So, as she mentioned, we're really trying to focus on the other areas of the county and make sure that we're being as responsive so we can see the same kind of impact. We partner with our Department of Health and the Sheriff's Office to monitor data on a daily basis so we can really watch what's happening overdose by overdose, incident by incident, and be responsive. And we lead our opioid strategic action team, which has over 40 organizations of all different types who are doing, you know, various types of opioid prevention work and substance use treatment and things like that. So they meet on a monthly basis to tackle this issue. So some accomplishments from last year, as you can see, there were just staggering numbers of naloxone distributed, commonly known as Narcan, fentanyl test strips distributed, all kinds of wonderful things, even medication disposal packages. You know, the OSAT work, the outreach work and the harm reduction work that happens is done in partnership. We work really closely with the Rural Health Network at Ellenville Regional Hospital, Oracle Family of Woodstock, all of these great partners. One success story from 2024 was the launch of the Ulster County Recovery Friendly Business. It's kind of in a pilot program. That's a partnership between Gateway Hudson Valley, who you may know does a lot of really great vocational work with people with disabilities of all types, Samadhi, and Bread Alone, actually, who's the employer that we're working with. And as of last year, we had two individuals successfully enroll in that program, which is a great start. We also have been using our opioid settlement funding to support the Oracle team and the work of the Sheriff's Office. We utilized almost $50,000 for them to buy harm reduction supplies for their street outreach work. So in terms of suicides, we also saw the numbers go in the right direction in 2024. We had a hard year in 2023, but in 2024, we saw a reduction of 17% from the previous year. There were 25 suicide deaths total in Ulster County. We're seeing that the five-year average is about 26, and we're not seeing a whole lot of deaths of young people, which is a good thing, and I'll show you on the next slide. We have a graph, but in terms of our suicide prevention coalition, we call it SPEAK. We had a really robust year in 2024 with some new leadership, really getting action oriented about what we can do and really strategizing how to, you know, best be responsive. We're also looking at the data really carefully, who's dying by suicide, who was making attempts, so we can really be proactive about strategies that really meet the need. We do a lot of work with the Federated Sportsmen organization. They serve on SPEAK. They do a lot of gun safety work in partnership with us, and that's really successful because the vast majority of suicide fatalities are gun-related. So you can see here how the last 2 years have gone. The yellow line are people under 18. So not seeing a whole lot going on there. And we've had a little bit of jumping around, but you can see a reduction from 30 to 25 over the last year. So that's, you know, a little bit of a positive. Integrated Ulster. So Tara mentioned Integrated Ulster. Some of you might already be familiar with this initiative. We're in our, I guess, seventh year. We celebrated 6 years in November of doing this work. It actually came out of an initiative to try to make treatment more co-occurring capable. Historically, you're either in mental health treatment or you're in addiction treatment, and those services aren't usually well integrated. That's kind of how it started. But in true Ulster County fashion, we took a very holistic approach to tackling this problem and really want to try to work toward making our providers more, as Tara said, like complex capable. Not, you know, you don't just come in with one problem, right? We're all very complicated. We have families, we have work life, we have maybe criminal justice issues or social service needs, and we really want to create a system of care where our partners are really capable of addressing whatever walks through their door and not say, like, well, I don't do that, I just do this, and you have to go and see Michael if you want help with something else. So we're trying to build capacity. That's really the heart of what Integrated Ulster is all about, but sort of the positive outcome from that means a lot of really great collaboration and teamwork. Every year we do an action plan where we work together on what the most important needs are, and we create SMART goals to kind of work towards improving our system of care. So in 2024, housing was at the very top of our list, you know, impacts all of us as service providers, that the people that we're working with don't have a safe place to lay down their head. We also focus on community engagement, cross-system collaboration, training, workplace wellness, and DEIB. So we do lots of really cool stuff throughout the year. Here are some fun pictures of things we do. We do a staff orientation every spring. We have a picnic every summer. And there's a picture there of some workplace wellness activities that we had in 2024. And we have a bunch of different work groups. And these are always kind of, not all of them are time limited, but they're meant to be responsive to whatever is on our action plan and whatever is really presenting to us from one year to the next. So it's not a group that's meant to be stagnant. We really want to use Integrated Ulster to be responsive to evolving needs. So we have a group that's focused on equity. FD Lewis participates in that work, and we meet every month doing DEIB stuff. We have a group that's focused on child and family system of care issues. Tara talked about our street outreach team. We have a criminal justice task force, a suicide coalition we mentioned, and a trauma-informed care collaborative that's all about making sure our partners are trauma-informed and, you know, implementing best practices as it relates to that. So those are some of the fun stuff that we do. And I'll turn it back over to Tara.
Okay. Also comes peer pressure and stay seated. The majority of what we do is steeped in our administrative functions, and a big piece of that is monitoring programs and the agencies to make sure that there are quality services that are being provided. We, as the LGU, oversee program and operations of roughly $10.5 million that come from the state and the county and pass through us to local providers. I think we have four contracts in particular. The mobile mental health team is probably one of the most active and known contracts that we have because they're throughout the entire county and serve so many people. Last year in 2024, they served a total of 2,508 individuals that year and had an average response time of 18 minutes. Now, I'm sure that you may have heard from your constituents, I had to wait for the team, I called them in the morning, they didn't come into the afternoon, so the average may seem a little bit lower than some of the complaints that you may have gotten, but it is an average, and just remembering the sprawling nature of our county and the amount of time that it takes, we're pretty proud of the average. LaSalle's Mental Health and Schools program maintained an average capacity of 91%. I'm so hesitant to say this, but a big reason that they were able to have such a high capacity throughout the year is because of their recruitment and retention efforts. Their staff are happy providing the service, and they stay. And because of that, they're able to provide a service for a family from beginning to end and not having to start over again because a new staff member came on. So I'm hoping I'm not jinxing it, but that is really one of the reasons. And I know that David from LaSalle School spoke to that when he made his presentation to this committee a few months ago. 96% of parents were directly involved in the program, and 87% of the discharges had completed their goals. That's huge, huge in our world.
So some other highlights, Gateway, I mentioned their vocational programs, their workforce program supported over 100 individuals. Family of Woodstock Switchboards took over 87,000 calls. MHA's drop-in center served 545 individuals and held 336 support groups. Some information from NAMI, and an update that methadone is still not running a wait list, which is really phenomenal. They were able to increase capacity. So they no longer have anybody waiting for access, which is awesome.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just want to be sensitive to the time. Do you know about how much more you have?
I think we could cut it down and I can just do the rest. Yeah. Okay. You have to hear about this one, though.
I don't want to skip anything, but I do want you to perhaps leave the opportunity that folks can dig into the details on their own later.
No problem. So I spoke about our three SPOA processes. There's an adult case management SPOA, there is a children's SPOA, and there's a residential SPOA. Between those three SPOAs, there were 799 linkages. I think it's fair to just say 800. with everyone. Statewide Languages to Care, Management, Peer Support, and Other Supportive Services through our SPOAs. The residential SPOA linked 61 people to SPOA housing, and there were 61 admissions. And then at the LGU, we're responsible for answering to CPL 730 court examination requests and family court examination requests. Our chief of psychology did 45 of those court-ordered psychological examinations last year. Really quickly, we're looking to expand in our community support division. In 2024, our court liaison assisted 63 individuals. Our senior case managers successfully engaged and worked with 27 individuals. The senior case manager is our jail reentry person, so he's doing this work with Ulster County inmates and helping them to transition back into the community. Really very transformed. Community engagement. We've spent over 50 hours in doing community engagement through our community office hours initiative. Visited 9 towns, so we're out there letting folks know that we are here to help. And we began a presence at the Trudy Farber Building in Ellenville. For the second year, we partnered with Ulster County Youth Bureau and did Mind, Body, and Soul, a youth and parent expo for the community. And this year, it was in Ellenville Elementary School. So we're really happy about that. Teachers. Okay. So I think I've talked about most of this, the community needs assessment. The hope is that it will go throughout the year. We'll have a report by the end of the year. And again, a plug for all of you and your constituents to be able to lend your voice to that process. We have a court navigation project. OMH has given us additional funding for a court navigator and a peer. So that dyad will be in spending a lot of time in our Supreme Court and maybe our Kingston City Court. So we're excited about that. Ulster County Center for Well-Being, that build-out will continue throughout 2025. Hopefully by the end of the year, we'll have that third floor taken care of and every suite that is completed. And then the opening of the Crisis Support Center. There are walls, there's paint, there's flooring, and furniture is coming in March. So we're opening in April no matter what. So we're really excited about that. And that is it. This is a depiction of what's in the Center for Well-Being. And there's our contact. Thank you so much. We really do appreciate the opportunity to talk about the work that you do.
Thank you.
Chair Pass, got a quick question?
Hold on. We're going to go to the paper, unless it's like just logistical.
I was like, going to move on to other things.
Nope. Legislator Collins?
You said you have 519 people went to the methadone clinic. How many are there on a daily basis? How many? Is 519 throughout the year, or is it 519 every single day? What's the capacity? I guess is what I'm asking for.
I could probably find that information on my phone if you give me a minute. That's not off the top of my head.
Any other questions while she's looking that up? Director Walter?
Thanks. Sorry. The street outreach, do you go and find them, or like if someone identifies in their community someone can use that, can they call? Like how can we, if we see someone who could use that support, connect that person?
So I'm sorry, I'll let you answer. What you can do is, I would say, to call probably the coordinator for street outreach, which is our senior case manager. And the reason that I say that is because the 11 providers have all like a specific sort of place that they spend like content expertise, right? So if you were called Jake and give what the issue is, right? He may say, well, it sounds like RSS would be helpful because they work specifically with homeless folks. So, you know, let me connect with them and connect you to them so that they can do it. Or if it's a substance use disorder incident, they may say Oracle may be better suited. You know what I mean? So I would say call Jake and then he'll make that connection.
It'd be great to share that number to know.
Absolutely.
And know every municipality is covered by something.
Yes. Great. I think all of our outreach providers would go to any municipality.
Thank you.
Yeah. They're not assigned, but they would go.
Great.
The reason why the street outreach team was created was really to like coordinate efforts of all the teams that are doing work out in the community like that. So not necessarily a service to be accessed. I mean, what you said is definitely spot on, but it's more like making sure that the efforts aren't being duplicated, or if there's a certain need, like when there was all the homeless people going to Ellenville Regional Hospital because they didn't have anywhere to go, like going out to Ellenville and trying to be responsive. So it's more about coordinating efforts.
Any other questions? All right. Cool. Well, thank you so much. We really, really appreciate it. Your work is very, very impressive, and it is a lot to cover and a lot to wrap all of our minds around. So thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to jump into resolutions here, you guys are continuing in the hot seat here, so we've got some mental health resolutions. So resolution 98, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a contract with the New York State Office of Addiction Services and Supports with the Department of Mental Health. And Commissioner Dahl, you want to give us a brief framing of this?
Sure. This is our annual contract that we have with OSS that is the pass-through for the prevention services. So it's just allowing us to be able to continue our work throughout 2020. Nothing much is changing. There's no additional services that are here, but just to maintain the service system.
All right. Any questions? Any comments, any concerns? All right, then I will entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 98, moved by Legislator McCullough, seconded by Legislator Harmon. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Resolution number 99, amending the 2025 budget to accept additional funding from the New York State Office of Mental Health and the Department of Mental Health.
And the Office of Mental Health is wanting to give us additional funding to expand on programming, so we're willing to take this.
Is there any specific programming it's to
I believe
on?
It's PROVE and ACT, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, what are those?
Well, so PROVE is Personalized Recovery Oriented Services. Gateway is the only provider for that. And ACT is a community treatment, and MHA is the only provider for that. So they're very intensive clinical services, which is why they're getting extra money.
Is this something that was released like statewide? Were we targeted as in need or?
No, we weren't targeted in need. It's statewide for all of the counties that have these programs. Not every county has a PROS, not every county has an ACT.
Okay. Cool. Oh, and I see those are right in the second whereas, PROS and ACT. Thank you. All right. Any questions from the committee? Any comments, any discussion? And then I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 99, moved by Legislator Harmon, seconded by Legislator McCullough. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Resolution number 96, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a contract with the New York State Department of Health to enter into a data use agreement. And Director Walter.
Yeah, this actually would be with vital statistics, and it's preparing part of my goal to ingest more data so that we understand what's going on in our county. It's kind of interesting because it's Department of Health to Department of Health, but this is just getting permission for them to give me annual death data with specifics about the individual so I can understand distribution across the county. There's no cost or anything. It's just permission for me to access these data.
Okay. Is the need for this like arise from HIPAA or something?
For you guys to approve it or is that for me to get it?
For you to have this agreement.
It's kind of crazy and it's a larger conversation on why local departments of health have to go through so many hoops to get Department of Health data. That's happening multiple
right.
But yeah, it's they have a process to provide data whether I was a researcher at a university or a local health department, and they're just I have to go through the same process until they figure out something else.
I am curious. I'm wondering why we have to.
We don't.
Why the chair of the legislature?
Why
the chair of the legislature needs to sign, because there's no monetary value for it.
I had another data use agreement with Sparks for hospitalization data, and it didn't go through you. I'm not sure why you have to approve it, but it's fine. Once, if you do, I mean, hopefully you don't, but if you do approve it, I'll just
put in my application after that.
Okay.
And maybe because it's with a state entity, so it's like an
IM. An intergov.
I'm not sure because Sparks was also, but anyway, yeah, I'm not sure.
All right. Any questions, comments, concerns from the committee?
I would just say the legislator onto this coming here is serves the educational and informative purpose, which is good.
Absolutely. I will entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 96. Moved by Legislator Harmon, seconded by Legislator McCullough. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Resolution number 97, amending the 2025 Ulster County budget to fund a deputy medical examiner, which is a medicological investigation position, amending the 2025 Ulster County position listing through the Department of Health. And Director Walter?
Yeah, thanks. So a few months ago, kind of when I started, our current chief medical examiner informed me that he just did not have the capacity to go out on calls anymore. And agreed to reduce his hours and reduce his time, which we were willing to do if he doesn't feel comfortable going on calls, but that still left us with a gap because we have a lot of calls that, you know, need to go out and we need more than just the two covering it. We had a half-time person or on a line for a half-time, so we basically are reducing his amount, his salary, moving that over, making the half-time a full-time. And apparently it's savings of $4,000 for you all, and it allows us to make sure that we have full coverage.
Okay. Savings for the taxpayers.
Taxpayers, true.
That's for us.
Through you.
We get to brag about creating the savings. Any questions from the committee?
Earning a raise.
Any discussion? All right. With that, I will entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 97. Moved by Legislator McCullough, seconded by Legislator Collins. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution number 100, exercising Ulster County's termination rights under Article 30 of a contract between the County of Ulster and Samadhi Center, Inc. So the sponsor of the legislation is the initial sponsor who introduced it is not here. We have a co-sponsor here. Do you want to speak to this, Legislator Corcoran?
Again, I didn't even know you had me in the co-sponsor question. Thank you. I think they think talks in committee were based on the findings of the comptroller that we're just looking to terminate. That was the gist of it. You know, we were depending on the comptroller's report, and seeing that it was pretty upsetting and didn't look good. So the real sponsor put together this, and I agreed to it.
So, Legislator Collins.
I'll wait.
Okay. I just want to ask a couple, if it's all right, I want to ask some clarifying questions for the executive, just so that we're all working with the same information. Mm-hmm. Are there any active contracts?
There are not active, there's actually not any active contracts at the moment.
So there's nothing to cancel.
Perfect.
Okay, and then the second thing I want to point out is that this doesn't just cancel the contract, but it also bars any future contracts as well. So, like, we don't know what potentially is going to happen with this organization, and that we do know that they're attempting to remedy some of their bookkeeping issues, but this would preclude us from contracting with them ever in the future. Not that there's any specific plan that I'm aware of to do so, but it's not just canceling a contract that doesn't need to be canceled anyway, but it's also barring us from future contracts. That's the second resolved. So Legislator Collins and then McCullough.
My understanding is that data that was reported by the comptroller was data that was 2 years old, and things have changed with this organization in the last 2 years. They've cleaned up the financial reporting and financial tracking. So, yes, if they were still active, let me just say it's been cleaned up as far as I understand, and they've worked to change their bookkeeping, change their potential processes. Given that there is no contract, it doesn't seem like we need to, you know, active contract, it doesn't seem necessary to actually cancel a contract.
Yep. Legislator McCullough and then Corcoran.
I want to say that my 9 to 5, we deal with audits all the time, and the auditors come up with findings, and then they give you an opportunity to move corrective action. As Legislator Collins said, that's 2 years old. If before we do something like this, maybe you should go take a look at the latest audit and then check their corrective action plan and see, have they done that, what the plan is. And I don't want to punish the program or the people that they're helping. People's lives are at stake. Nobody's perfect. I'm happy as long as they've made steps to correct those things. And we have to understand, not everybody's a bookkeeper or accountant. If you're a social worker, you think health first, as you guys probably know better than me. When you're a social worker or substance abuse, your first thought is to help. You're not really thinking about seats at that time. Or that's why you need to get a financial person, which I believe he did, so that he can concentrate 100% on helping people. I never want to be put in a position to punish people or somebody's life probably being lost because of something like this. So that's all I'm going to say. I never support something like that.
Thank you, Legislator McCullough. Legislator Corcoran.
So within it, I mean, there's, you know, I do understand there's no contracts currently, but there, you know, it will address future contracts. I could agree with Legislator McCollum that, you know, everybody deserves a second chance, but I think we'll take it into consideration as we hear that, you know, this is 2 years old and look for their corrective action plan, and we'll discuss in our caucus.
I just want to clarify, because if I understand correctly, Samadhi has been providing a service that nobody else is providing that we now have no contract with. So I'm wondering a couple of things. Is that service being provided in some other way? You know, we just heard some of the reductions in opioid deaths that have been attributed to this organization. So if there's no contract, then does that mean nobody's doing that and we can expect those numbers to go up? Like, I have no horse no dog in the fight about Samadhi, but if there's a service that nobody else can provide, that concerns me.
Yeah. Do you want to respond to that, Shani?
Sure. So the contract included three things. One was to expand their SUD outpatient treatment, which they did. There are multiple other outpatient treatment providers in the county. So that service is being provided. I will add that in the time that between the audit and now, they were also awarded a satellite on Sawkill with the OASAT. So the impetus for doing the satellite was to be able to expand on what they were doing. We're not paying for that, but at Sawkill, they had a Spanish language program that is happening there, which is one of its kind in the county from what I know. But coming back to what the contract had, it was the expansion, which they did. It was the development of a outpatient detox, which we never were able to get to, unfortunately. And then it was supporting the Green Inn, supporting staff at their refuge, which they continue to do. The outpatient detox would have been transformative for us, and it's really unfortunate. And that's not only not happening here in the county, that would be the first up at the region. So that is a missed opportunity. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
But my understanding, too, is that they sought private funding because they are still owed some funding for 2023 for services that were rendered. So they were hesitant to get into additional contract for additional services in 2024 without that having been resolved. So I believe that they sought private funding to continue.
And there was nobody else who did offer, like, it wasn't like there was some alternative organization for some of the things that are unique to them, right?
For the outpatient detox, they were the only ones that applied to that.
Correct.
Yeah. So that's currently not moving forward.
Anyone else in the committee? You know, so I'll just, my feeling about this is that, you know, when we have a contract in front of us, like that's the time that we would decide whether to move forward with that contract. And any work with Somati in the future, which, you know, I don't know that we expect, would involve a contract coming before us. I would say that the time would be then to consider whether it's appropriate to do that. This would tie the hands. I have a hard time, and I know that I've heard folks on both sides of our aisle speak about having hesitation to tie the hands of a future legislature. And I don't really understand why we would do that. Personally, I don't support this. I would vote it down. That's how I will vote tonight. I'm open to how folks on the committee feel about it. Yeah, Legislator Collins.
I'm a no vote on this for the same reason that you spoke about. We can't know that this organization is going to clean up their financial act in the future and they won't be financially responsible. You know, let's hope that they are, because they do provide a really valuable service. And it's not the service that we're questioning, it's their financial handling that we're questioning. So finances are a lot easier to fix than opioid crisis. So let's try to keep them around.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just add that I do feel a bit that this resolution, knowing that it's not actually canceling a contract and that we would already have the opportunity to choose not to enter into a contract in the future as a body, it feels like this is an attempt to try and
punish.
Yeah, so not necessarily to punish, but to win some media battle that I think is unfortunate, because it doesn't actually have an impact. And so, I will say that I did speak with the sponsor earlier today about this, just in terms of what would happen tonight. And he indicated, I'm not going to quote him exactly, but he indicated that, you know, he's comfortable with any outcome from the committee tonight and realizes that it might not have the support. With that, I will entertain a motion to adopt this, if there is a motion to adopt.
Motion.
Okay, it's moved.
I'll second it so we can vote on it.
All right, fair enough. So it's now active on the floor. Any further debate? I'll call the question. All those in favor?
Aye.
And all those opposed? All right, so the motion to adopt is defeated. 4-1. Resolution number 101, exercising Ulster County's termination rights under Article 25 of a lease between the County of Ulster and Somati Center, Inc. Legislator Corcoran, do you want to speak to this as well?
Just a continuation, basically, of 100, just at this point, just terminating the lease that they have. I think we have a 5-year lease, and we're just looking to terminate the lease.
Sure. So I do want to go to the executive team on this. Do you want to speak to this? Obviously, we're curious if there have been any issues. I've not heard any issues about the building from other service providers that are there. We just saw a presentation that showed, you know, the space that they are using in that building. So I will just kind of open the floor to the executives team or the mental health team.
Sure. I can start. There have been no issues that we've heard of from the other service providers. We have asked access multiple times because they're right next to them. If they've had any issues, they have assured us that they haven't. They have a formal agreement with Somati where they refer clients to each other. So that clinic is very much integrated into the system of care in that building and for the county, as you saw. And they provide treatment to many people.
Samadhi itself as a whole serves almost 200 people a month.
The clinic.
At a clinic. And that building,
yeah,
almost 200 people a month rely on that clinic for services. So ending this lease would shut that clinic down with no option.
Any discussion from the committee? Is there a motion to adopt?
Motion.
I'll second it for the reason of work done.
All right. Any further discussion? I'll just explain my vote before we vote, which is just, you know, even the complaints that we had been hearing last year, many of which I never got any actual evidence of, which I'm sure will inflame some colleagues to hear me say that. But it's the truth. It's the truth. I actually never got any evidence about a lot of those things. The stuff in the comptroller's report, I, you know, agree is concerning, but some of the other things that we were hearing have, first of all, there wasn't evidence. Second of all, even if all those things were true, they weren't related to this facility. They weren't related to these programs. And, this again just does feel quite punitive. So that is why I will be voting no on this. So we have any further discussion yet, Legislator Collins?
I'm voting no because it impacts 200 people a month,
yeah,
negatively.
Yeah.
Most people need support.
Yep. Legislator McCullough?
I just want to say something personal about. I said this before, but people may not know. My mother passed away from drugs. When I was younger, I was embarrassed to say that, but now I'm strong enough to be able to say that. And I just want to say that I wish that there was a Samadhi back then, that my mom would probably still be here today.
Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, well, I will call a question. All those in favor?
Aye.
And those opposed? Right, so the motion is defeated 4-1. That is our last resolution. Yep, that is our last resolution. There's no new business. We don't have any old business, so I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll do it.
Moved by Legislator Harbin, seconded by Legislator Corcoran. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. We are adjourned.